Fiscal Phil lives up north of me in one of our many gated communities. He owns a few rental houses down in Seattle and Gomorrah, bought when prices were pre-Amazon and the town was drivable, now worth fortunes. We've been friends since before the war, the Iraq ones, and so occasionally I drive through the gate after telling the guard who I am and who I'm visiting, and he pops up the wooden swing arm that has "stop" stenciled on its side in case us barbarians can read. For as long as I've known him, Fiscal Phil has been convinced the world economy is on the verge of total collapse. Trump's election only confirmed his paranoia. The Dow just broke 20,000, I offered as cheerful counterpoint to his apocalyptic vision, but he only shook his balding head sadly and placed his coffee cup in the built-in espresso machine he'd custom installed. Beans got ground, the grounds got pressed, water was steam injected, and a few moments later he had a fresh cup, Starbucks, on demand. 2 years, Skeeter, that's what I give the market before the crash. I'll be out before it does, he said, an old prediction. Predictable as that perfect cup of Joe, he rattled off his strategies for survival I'd only heard 100 times. Everything from Krugerrands in his safety deposit boxes to raw silver buried in some hidey hole in the backyard. A few thousand bucks in cash, food stored in the basement, enough to last longer than a Mormon storehouse. Phil still has his Y2K stockpile, generator, barrels of water, gasoline. Doomsday, he always intoned at the end. It's going to get ugly, Skeet. You better prepare yourself. I mumbled, as I always did, that things didn't seem too bad. Pretty good, in fact, and Phil, true to form, shook his head sadly. Survival of the prepared. Don't be a victim. What'll you do when the money's worthless and the food runs out? He asked, less concerned for my welfare than for proven he was ready. Probably come over here, Phil, with a gun. Survival of the most well-armed. Phil, never big on humor, especially the dark variety, looked shocked. Next visit, I knew, he'd tell me about his new arsenal. Dog-eat-dog. I guess I got 2 good years, at least.